This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Ethan's Thoughts. This is episode 8. And so last week in episode 7, I said that I was going to do a story time of my preclinical internship that I've done here in school. I decided to hold off on that story just a little bit. I need to double check a few things before I do that. I guess you can also actually make sure I can tell that story to a degree. So today we have another rankings episode. Now this one was requested a while back. One of the first times I ever put on my Instagram podcast ideas, which I am going to put one out after this episode. So make sure you go follow me on Instagram, Ethan C. Glenn. And I will be putting out the afternoon of this episode a poll for future topics that people want to see. So make sure you go do it, because this is how this one got picked. So it was requested that I rank fast food chicken places. I think this one's going to be pretty interesting. I'm going to rank them. I'm choosing between 8 of them, and I'm going to rank them from least to greatest, and I'm going to give my opinions why. This could be some controversial points because a lot of you like different things. So you let me know when you find me what your ranking would be of these places. And I hope you guys enjoy this episode. All right. Chicken time, baby. We're going to go over my eight favorite, or I guess I'm just choosing between 8, and I'm going to tell you my favorites of the 8. I'll also tell you my least favorites, the ones I just cannot stand. So I think the last time I did one of these kind of things, I listed all the ones I was going to choose from. Nope, I'm just going to list them and you're going to have to wonder. So starting off at number 8, this is my least favorite on the list. We got Church's Chicken. I'm just not sold. I've eaten fried chicken at a good old-fashioned Southern Baptist church, and I've also eaten chicken from Church's Chicken, and they don't taste the same. And if you're going to take the name Church's Chicken, then you got to actually taste like the Church's Chicken. And some people would argue and say Chick-fil-A is the true Church's Chicken, but that's for another day. But Church's at the bottom. I think there's like one or so in Jonesboro, maybe two. I think there's one behind A-State on Johnson. I could be wrong, but that's what I think. And I've only been there once, and I regret it. I regret it, honestly. And if you work there, I'm sorry. I didn't have a good experience, and I will not be going back because there are plenty of other chicken places for me to choose from. Number 7, we got Bojangles. I don't know if there's many Bojangles in Arkansas, but there's a bunch in Alabama, I know. And I really don't like Bojangles either. I actually don't care for it as much compared to other chicken places that I've had. However, I put it over Church's Chicken because when Bo Nix played football for Auburn, he signed a sponsorship deal with Bojangles. And they go, it's bow time. I was like, it is bow time. So just because of bow time, I put it at number 7. I mean, it's all right. It's honestly, in my opinion, very similar to Church's. Like, they kind of just have like that feeling, you know? And so it's all right, but it's not – it's not my – they're not – I don't like them really. I don't like them. This is where we start getting to the list where I'm going to say 1 through One through five can be fluid. Maybe two through five can be fluid, but one through five can be very fluid. So just keep that in mind. If you hear a point I have, or if I rank one that you don't really like, I could probably take an argument where I could change it up just a little bit. But we got number six, and that is KFC. Now, I will say, of all the places on this list, KFC has been the longest one that I've been associated with, to a degree. Most of the towns I've lived in, they have a KFC, but they don't have all these other places. And so I've just learned to eat KFC, which is one of the reasons it's lower on the list. I'm kind of a little tired of some KFC. But one thing I'll give KFC that makes it above Bojangles and Church's Chicken is their drinks are cheaper. That's it. The chicken is good. Like Bojangles and Church's, I wouldn't go there. But if someone brought it's like a little party, like KFC chicken bucket, I'd eat it. I'd eat that chicken. I'd be like, And they got all the other sides. You know, they got the biscuits, the potatoes, the corn. So I do like KFC, but I don't like it as much as one through five. So you got the outsiders of the top five, Church's Chicken, Bojangles, KFC. I didn't really have much to say about those because, like I said, those were kind of like easier for me to rank. But the top five is really, really where it gets really difficult. So number five, and this one, like I said, number five on any given day could end up being my number two. But number five is Slim Chickens. I love Slims. Absolutely love Slims. I love getting their mac and cheese. I like their fries. I like their chicken. And I take everything into account when I rank a chicken place. I like their environment. Their parking kind of stinks, but I really like their environment. Also, I can only base it off, I guess if I take it off that, I can only base it off the one I go to the most. So, like, I'm thinking of Jonesboro's Slim Chickens. You could have a different Slim Chicken somewhere else and have great parking. So, I'm only basing off my experience. But Slim's is really good. It's like a really good, all right, get your group of five together. Let's go get some chicken strips. And we're going to Slim's Chickens. However, the only reason it's not as high is because I actually wasn't exposed to Slim's till maybe like 2 years ago. So it's like still fresh on me. So it's like I'm still, all the other things on this list I've had for a longer period of time. So I've been able to enjoy more, except one of them. One of them is a hot take. And even I can make a point of maybe not putting it on the list at all, but we'll see. So five is Slim Chickens. I do like Slim's, though. Slim's could easily be like three or two on the right day. Number four, and I think this one, if I sleep on this, I would probably change this one higher. We got Zaxby's. I like Zaxby's. And Zaxby's has always been a consistent for me. I've had it growing up. It's always been in Blavel near Osceola, so I can just hop over to Blavel and get some Zaxby's. I mean, what more can you not want? The Big Zack snack is unbeatable. It's unbeatable. You get three chicken tenders with Zack sauce, fries, and toast, and a drink. It's like $9. All that. That's why with tax. I don't think you can beat that. You can't beat that. Zaxby's has always been there for me. I feel like I've always had. I remember I was at a wedding when I was younger, family's wedding, and we catered from Zaxby's. It was a beautiful, beautiful thing. I went with them again. I was like, this moment right here will be cemented into my brain forever. I will say, I kind of like Zaxby's fries more than Slim's fries. They're similar, but I like Zaxby's more. Zaxby's fries always have a little bit more seasoning on it than Slim's fries. So that is why in this moment, Zaxby's is getting the leg over Slim Chickens in my recent memory. So we got Zaxby's number four. Number three, I don't know if this one's really that controversial when I named the other two. It might be to some. But number three, we got the Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A. God's chicken, Lord's chicken, maybe, I don't know, but it's really good, and I love Chick-fil-A. They have the second best chicken sandwich. I will say, I used to be a hardcore Popeyes had the best chicken sandwich, but you can catch me on a day now where I kind of like, I used to not be like this if you remember me making arguments in the past, so just know that, but kind of like what I used to do, I used to be like so hard-headed where it's like Popeye's chicken sandwich is the best without a doubt, but you can make an argument for Chick-fil-A. I might vibe with it because I really like Chick-fil-A. I didn't have Popeye's, so I went to Atlanta over the summer. I didn't have Popeye's there. If there was, I didn't go. I went to Chick-fil-A because I was in Atlanta, Georgia. It's home. So I had a lot of chicken sandwiches from Chick-fil-A. And they grew on me. But their little chicken nuggets, unmatched. They do have the best like nugget style on this list. Period. And so I had to put Chick-fil-A number 3. This one could probably end up being 2 as well. Or even 1. When you get to the 2 and 3s, they could easily be the number 1 spots. Number 2, we have the good old Popeyes. Now, like I said, if you're ranking chicken sandwiches, I'm going to put Popeyes number 1. I'm going to put Chick-fil-A 2. But we're not. We're just ranking overall. Because I've been using factors like fries and things like that. So, Popeyes is legit. I love it. Some people don't like their chicken. It's like a little bit different. But I like their chicken. If you get their chicken tenders, they're a little bit more thin, crispy. But if you get their chicken, it's just good old chicken. You can't go wrong with their chicken. And that's one of the things I like. So like KFC, Popeyes, Church's, like these places you can get straight up chicken. Like Slim's, Zaxby's, all that. If I'm correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you can only get like chicken strips or chicken themed, like chicken things, like meals. Not just straight up like a chicken leg, you know what I mean? Or a chicken thigh, chicken wing. But at these, like at Popeyes, at KFC, you can get the straight up chicken. And that kind of restaurant, I got Popeyes number 1. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. They have the best chicken sandwich. There's a close race with Chick-fil-A, but they got the best. They got the best like chicken overall. And I like their tenders. I really do. They have my favorite fries on the list. And that's without a question. Chick-fil-A waffle fries are insane. I'm not going to deny. But the fries at Popeyes are, oh my gosh. They are so good. They are so good. I love them so much. So Popeyes really could be number 1. I really kind of wish I put it number 1. But I'm going to stick with what I made prior to this episode, and we're going to finish out and see what happens. So before I reveal the number 1 spot, we're going to recap. At 8, Church's Chicken, a fraud. 7, Bojangles, it's bow time. KFC, finger licking good, sometimes. Slim Chickens, slim experience, but good. Zaxby's, Zax Attack. Zax Sauce, Kiss of Heaven. Chick-fil-A, Lord's Chicken, Waffle Fries. I will say this real quick about Chick-fil-A. I believe this and I mean this. It is the most consistent. It is the most consistent of all of them. The entire list. 1, 2, 4. If I talk about consistency, Chick-fil-A is number 1. And kind of like when I said the environment of Slim's, if I went straight off environment of their restaurant, Chick-fil-A is 1 as well. So Chick-fil-A probably could end up, could be number 2 over Popeyes. I'm not going to switch it right now, but you can walk around listening to this podcast knowing that I agreed Chick-fil-A could be number 2 just because of all those other factors. Popeyes is 2 and number 1. And this one kind of came in out of nowhere recently. I've had it maybe 4-5 times in my entire life, but you remember these moments, and that's Raising Cane's. They're more like the chicken strip joint, kind of like a Zaxby's and Slim's, but they got them fat chicken strips, them thick chicken strips, and they got good fries too, and they got good toast. And every time I've gone grazing canes, I've had a good experience. I've only been a few times, so I can remember each experience. But the recent one, went to a concert in St. Louis with some friends of mine. And we stopped at Raising Cane's. And I'm going to let them know the true details of the story. Kind of like one of those, if you know, you know kind of moments. But we went. The ball was in my court. And I made the shot. And I came out with two pieces of bread. Didn't pay for two. If you know, you know. But it was really good there. I had it one time in Fayetteville, Arkansas, when I went there for a football game. And that was really good as well. And wait, did I have it in Fayetteville? Well, Sydney, if you listen to this episode, can you tell me if we had Raising Cane's when we went to the football game? Just a little side note. And then I had it in Arizona as well. We went there as a team. And so there was maybe like one or two other times I've had it. I don't remember the exact reasons, or maybe I was just passing through quickly and grabbed it. But Raising Cane's is insane. I loved it. And they have a little store. They got a little store, a little gift shop inside their restaurant where you can buy like a shirt, a hat. And when I saw that for the first time, I was like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. And I have got to eat here again. And I have. I've gone back when I can. And shout out to Cam, who's been to Raising Cane's, I think it was 4 times in 1 month, which is hard to do when you live in Jonesboro, Arkansas. So shout out Cam. But man, Raising Cane's is so good. I love it so much, and I wish we got one here in Jonesboro. I think I heard that there's one coming. One is coming to Jonesboro. And if that is true, I'm going to be so happy. I need someone to listen to this episode and come affirm that to me. I'm filming this episode a day before. So today is Wednesday. I am not going to ask anybody today. I want to know from someone who heard this. So if you know, if you listen, you can text me. Let me know. Is there actually one coming to Jonesboro? Because if so, when it opens, I'm down to have a Raising Cane party. Who knows? Maybe anyone, I will put this out there. Any chicken group that is listening to this podcast, I will easily put you at number one as long as you sponsor the podcast. If you choose to sponsor the podcast, you will easily be number one. Everything else will be below you. That's just a quick put out there moment. But that's my chicken list. Raising Cane's number one, Popeye's 2, Chick-fil-A 3, Zaxby's 4, Slim Chicken's 5, KFC 6, Bojangles 7, Church's Chicken 8. Let me know what you think about the list. And like I said, I think a lot of people might agree on a lot of these, except when you get to like the top 5, top 4, then I think there's going to be a lot of disagreements. But I'm willing to hear it. I want to hear what you guys think for real about the chicken stuff. I'm not as hard-headed about this topic as other topics in the past. So if you enjoy this episode, make sure to follow the podcast, share with a friend. It's really been a blast, and I'm continuing to work to improve it any way I can. If you have any topic discussions, at the time of this episode release, I'm going to be putting out a Instagram poll for future episodes. So if you're listening to this as the day it came out, you can go to my Instagram and put in a question or a topic that you want to see. So make sure to do that. But hope you guys all have a good day. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you later.